Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. David Weinstein joining us here from Hinshaw and Culberson. David, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good. Good morning, Zach. Good morning, Joe. How are you guys today?
We're doing great, David. And, you know, we have some more legal stuff like we do. It kind of builds up in sports, you know. It kind of goes through there, and then it builds up, and we go, we got to find David real quickly before he gets into work and has to work on his own stuff. Help us out on, we'll start with Robert Kraft in the massage parlor video, temporarily protected order, I guess, stopping the release of the video. Can that change, or what will happen with the judge, and what exactly happened?
Well, it can change. Hopefully for all of us, it's not going to change, and we're never going to see that video.
Yes.
But yesterday, the prosecution said that they were done with their review, and they were ready to make it a public record with a little pixelating so that nothing pornographic would be revealed. And that prompted the defense team to run to court to get this temporary protective order, saying that the prosecution had gone back on their word that they weren't going to release the material.
The biggest thing for Robert Kraft, who's fighting this, and obviously he's got the best lawyers in the business to help him, it's just the embarrassment, or am I missing something else? Or is it just the embarrassment of everybody and your organization and your fan base and your kids and grandkids, or is there more to it?
There's more to it. I mean, the embarrassment's already there. Everybody has already been told what happened, what he did, how it happened. They just haven't seen it. He's still trying to keep these tapes out of the hands of the NFL, where his punishment's still yet to be undetermined. So that's what he's trying to do.
How bad could it be? Like, I understand this is a real conflict, because one minute he's Roger Goodell's best friend. Then they have their Brady problem. It looked like they got back together. And now he's got to come down on him hard. And you know some of those other owners are going, that damn Robert Kraft's beating us in football, but don't give him just because he's your buddy and one of the most powerful owners. You got to come down hard on him. It's going to be a tough one, isn't it?
It is, because it's going to be hard to hit him in the pocketbook because, you know, a billionaire, you know, it's going to take a lot to hit him in the pocketbook. It's going to be the suspension and the fact that he's not going to be able to sit and watch his team play football games. And it's got to be somewhere in recent vintage of the suspensions that were handed out to other people, both owners and players, for off-the-field antics, somewhere in the 2 to 6 game area where he'll have to not sit there at the game and not watch what's going on. I don't see it being any draft choices or anything else like that, because it wasn't a behavior that affected the football team.
David, your best bet at this point, is that video going to get leaked out to the public? Is it going to come out?
Not anytime soon. I mean, they've got two judges they still have to go through where they're making arguments about privacy rights and the protection of his right to a fair trial. Then they've got another two judges who are going to litigate the issue of whether or not the state was proper in the way that they obtained and executed the search warrant. And then if he loses, he'll take it up on appeal. You know, the chances are slim that we're going to see that this season. That doesn't mean we might not see it next season, but it doesn't look to me like it's going to be this season.
David, help me out. I go to Massage Envy, and there's no hanky panky. It's just for a
deep tissue massage.
Yeah, just I like him to get in there deep and stuff. I got to worry about videos in these places. Like, do they got to protect themselves, or they can't have them in these places? Can they?
Well, they shouldn't have them in these places. The people who own and operate these places can't have them in these places. As long as you're going to a place that's on the up and up and is a legitimate, vetted business, you don't need to worry about somebody taking video of you, Joe.
You're clear. You're clear, Joe.
Oh, thanks.
No,
David.
Joe Rose video coming out.
Feel a little bit better about
Thank
that.
Thank goodness.
Hey, the other story from hell, we call it the league from hell. Boy, this AAF sounded so good. It has been a disaster filing a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And they owe everybody's brother stadiums, hotels, and I'm not talking about a few bucks, some big, big dollars there. Is there anybody they can go after, any of these folks, to get their money back, or is it just sorry, Charlie?
it's going to be a fire sale. And pretty much, sorry, Charlie, there's some other parallel lawsuits where people are players and coaches suing the AAF. They might be able to get to some of the deeper pockets. But with this Chapter 7 bankruptcy, there's going to be a trustee put in place. They're going to start auctioning off everything from footballs to video equipment to royalty rights and things like that. And they're not going to be able to get to the deep pockets of the people who put up the money behind this.
You can't go after people personally, I guess, the other part of that. There's nothing you can do. Like Charlie Ebersol, I don't know if he has any money or any of these other guys.
What about
guys?
Tom Dundon at this point, because he's
involved? That's true.
You know?
That's true. Can you go after
that's
those guys?
That's who I would go after.
Well, not in the Chapter 7 bankruptcy. You're not going to be able to go after him. You may be able to get him involved in those two other lawsuits that the coaches and players are filing for unpaid wages and unkept promises because he put up the capital and took over partial ownership in this. But that's what bankruptcy does. It protects the people who were involved in the process and tries to reclaim as much of the money as was out there.
God.
The class action lawsuit crazy. That two of the former players have already, I guess, filed, and I'm sure other guys are going to jump on board with this. What could be the end result from that when it comes to getting some money back? Could anything come back from that?
Well, that one, they could get some money back from that. And that's the one that Dunedin and the rest of the investors are going to have to worry about because they're going to be awarded potentially damages that are going to exceed the costs that they were paid as players and penalties and attorney's fees as well. So that's the one that we ought to be keeping our eyes on in terms of whose pocketbook they're going to be dipping into.
Boy, just crazy stuff.
Wild story.
Yeah. By the way, your Buffalo Bills. Who do you want them to take? Let's take your lawyer hat off and put your fan hat on there for a second. Who do you want?
If there's a outside defensive end, a pass rusher who's there at number 9, they ought to grab him. They've been working on the offensive line. If they could get somebody there and not pay a fortune, those are the two needs right now. We'll wait for the second and third round to grab a wide receiver.
Look at this. And you think he's working, taking those law books home at night and talking to clients.
He's got his draft guide with him.
I think
you're
looking pretty good, by the way, for a pass rusher. I think they're going to – those guys got their act together. You're sold on your quarterback up there, right? You like his future?
I am. He's got a very bright future, along with the rest of the crowd from last year. Hopefully 5 years from now, we'll be talking about the draft class of 2018, the same way we talked about the one that brought us Kelly and Elway and Marino.
Oh, man. Yeah. No quarterback
we
for
liked
Dolphins
them.
There.
We liked them,
yeah,
too.
We did.
We didn't
yeah.
get them, but we liked them.
David, before we let you go, Tyreek Hill in Kansas City. Now he's being investigated for another domestic disturbance. He pleaded guilty in 2015 for punching his girlfriend while she was pregnant. I mean, what could happen to him at this point if one of these investigations go the wrong way for him?
He's looking at that same type of suspension that was handed down to players like Elliott and the other players who were involved in off-the-field behavior. Gosh. You know, the thing that's strange about this story is that 3 days before the public knew about what was going on, the NFL had explicit details about what had happened, explicit enough that they were filing a public records request with the police department for the 911 tape, for witness statements and things like that. So they knew about this before the rest of us knew about it. And whether or not charges are going to be brought, you have to believe that the NFL is going to conduct their own investigation, the violation of personal conduct policy, and he'll be looking at a 2-6 game suspension.
Think about that Kansas City offense from last year. Kareem Hunt gone, Tariq Hill might be gone for a couple games.
You know what you were getting, man. You were just hoping.
Everything stayed together.
Clean it
the
up.
The glue stayed together.
Not losing, man.
David, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great day.
All right, that was David Weinstein, Hinshaw & Culberson. That's the law firm he works for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.